Daf is Daf Samach Gimel. Just one ha'ara. I spoke the other day about the kidneys, which kidney to take out. A person's having a, you know, giving a, donating a kidney to left or right. So I actually got an email yesterday from a guy, Dr. Rubin, who's an anesthesiologist in Chicago. And he said at the time he was actually performing or he was doing anesthesia, whatever it's called, for the kidney transplant. And he asked the surgeon, which kidney do they take out? And he explained they take out the left kidney because somehow the vein of the left kidney is longer than the right kidney and makes it easier to insert in the recipient of the kidney donor. And that's based on medicine. So we saw, based on halacha, it's better to take out the left kidney, perhaps, according to Rav Zilberstein, because that's where the Yetzer Hara is. Fine. So we were talking yesterday in the bottom of Samach Beis and Beis on to Samach Gimel about certain dinim in the Beis HaKnesses versus Harabayas. And we said Harabayas, it's usher to spit, it's usher to wear shoes, but in the Beis HaKnesses, we were saying that it's usher to spit, but it's permitted to wear shoes. We wanted to know why. If it's usher to spit, like the Harabayas, shouldn't it be also usher to wear shoes as well in the Beis HaKnesses? So the Gemara says now we're on the bottom, the last line of Samach Beis and Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Lei, Ana Hachi Kamina. This is what I meant to say. Name a Hachel Chomer, Hachel Chomer. The Gemara is quoting from a Braisa that's usher to spit, but he says, just like it's usher to spit, maybe it should be usher as well, it should be Machmir, not to wear shoes either in a shul. So the Gemara says now on the very top of Samach Gimel, Ve'ema, and I'll say further, Harabais, usher be Minal, it's usher to wear shoes in Harabais, Lilfe Minal. We should learn from wearing a shoe. That's therefore usher. Just like you can't wear shoes on Har Bayis, you also can't spit on Har Bayis. Aval, but maybe Beis HaKnesses is the Shar B'Minal, but a shul where you may wear shoes. Adiyalf M'Minal Ulehetir. So just like you're learning from a shoe that you're allowed to spit, you can wear a shoe, therefore you could spit Behetir. Maybe you should really conclude the opposite and say Nelef M'Bikapandria Leoser. Maybe you should say, well, Kapandria, using a shoe as a shortcut, everyone holds his usher, so maybe that should be the source, and you should learn usher to spit in shul. So Gemara is a little bit confusing. What is the result here? What's the conclusion about spitting in shul? Do we say it's usher like kapangia, or do we say it's mutter like wearing shoes? So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, you know what? Ki beso. The reason why the halacha of spitting is different than that of wearing shoes is because we learn like a person's house. Ma beso a kapangia kapadinish akika minalo kapadinish, in a person's house. People mind when you use your house for a shortcut. You know, people just don't walk through your house to get to the other side. You go around my house. You don't walk through my house and trek in some mud. When it comes to wearing shoes, people don't mind if you wear shoes. When it comes to spitting, again, their house was a little bit different. It was dirt. They didn't mind the spitting that took place in the house. Ah, Beis Knesses, so too in the shul, Kapandria, who the usher, Kiko, Minal, Shari. But to want to take a shortcut through the shul would be inappropriate. But to wear shoes and to spit, that's completely permitted, just like one's own house. Fine. The Gemara now says, quoting from the Mishnah, Kol chos mei brachos shebe mikdash, any brachos in the mikdash, the din would say, we would say the bracha of, what was the response? Where is this Mishnah again? Which stuff? It's bracha yoma yoma. So I don't have the exact nusach in front of me, but the Gemara says, Kol kachlam, what was the reason why there are different chasima in the base of mikdash? The fish ain't onim amen be mikdash. You would not answer amen in the base of mikdash. How do you know? Minayin she ain't onim amen be mikdash. So where do you know this from? Shinamar, it says, Kumu baruch hu es Hashem elokeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam. It says, you should bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the words min ha'olam ad ha'olam. V'omer, it says further, the baruch hu shem kivodecha umuroma al kol bracha. Ustahila. A person is supposed to say bracha, rather response in every single bracha, you should respond in such a way, and amen is not sufficient, but has to rather be a more significant type of response to bracha, namely min ha'olam ad ha'olam. So then the Gemara says, Yachol kol ha'brachos kulante lahen tila achas. Maybe every bracha, regardless of where you are, whether in the base of Megdash or outside, it should have the same chasima. You should all say the bracha baruch min ha'olam ad ha'olam, not amen. Tamalomar umiromam akol bracha tila. Ko bracha v'bracha tein lo tehila. So the Gemara says that that every bracha requires some type of response, but I'm sorry. The question was, maybe you should, after all the brachas in shul, you should have one response on all the brachas. I mean, not every bracha requires its own amen. Maybe when you're finished with all the brachas, then say one big amen, or one big min ha'olam ad ha'olam. The Gemara says, no, again, merom ko bracha bracha, that all ko bracha, every single bracha individually requires tein lo tehila, requires its own response, its own amen. So Gemara then says, "Hiskinu shehe adam shal b'shalom chaveiro." A person could greet his friend, and the Mishnah said, using even Shem Hashem, we learned it from Boaz, you're allowed to use Shem Hashem. It's not considered a disgrace of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. That's a proper way. That had been the minhag olam, how to properly greet an individual. So Gemara says, "Maiv Omer." The Gemara had brought the Mishnah had brought it ready a couple of different psukim. Try to remember where that daf was. I didn't look back yet. Just quickly take a look. It's Dafnun Dal, our mission, Dafnun Dal, the first mission in the parak. It said, you're allowed to greet someone with Shem Hashem, and it said, V'hinei Boaz bought me base lachem, V'yom lekotim Hashem imachem, and they respond in the back, V'arach Hashem, and then it says, V'omer, another pasuk, Hashem imcha gibor chayil, and then yet another pasuk, al tavos kizikne imecha, don't disgrace, because it's your mother, grandmother, V'omer, eis lasos Hashem. So oftentimes when there are V'omers, additional psukim brought, it means there's a certain deficiency in an earlier proof. So Gemara wants to know, why is there another V'omer? Why are there another proofs of Sukkim to highlight the same idea? So the Gemara said, I'll tell you why. V'chi tema ba'oz midaita dinafshi ka'amer. Maybe when Boaz had greeted the individuals there in the field, when he said, v'yom lekotzim Hashem imachem, perhaps that was Boaz was unique. Maybe you can't learn from other places. It's his own das, he did this. So Tashma Hashem imcha gibor cha. We have another pasuk that when the Malach had greeted Gidon, the Malach used the word Hashem. So we see that others as well use Shem Hashem to greet the Chitayim of Malachu. Well, that was a Malach. A Malach has a different din than a regular person. Maybe only he was able to. And maybe Boaz was a unique situation. The Kamarle Legido. So Tashma, that's why you bring another pasuk. Al Tavuz Kizakna Imecha. Don't shame your mother because she's old. So this was a Machlok, as we saw when we did Daf Nadal, whether this was a proof for the point that even apparently the mother also used Shem Hashem. Or the Rambam said it wasn't a proof that you could use Shem Hashem, but that had been the minug. When you have a Mesorah from your mother, who's a very old lady, who has a strong Mesorah, then you should accept what she does. And therefore, since we have such a Mesorah that people greet with Shem Hashem, that's a sufficient ground to continue to use Shem Hashem to greet others. V'omer, if you're going to say further, yet another pasuk that proves this point is Eis Lasos Lashem Heferu Tarasecha, that even though perhaps it sounds like a desecration of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, in the end of the day, when there's a need to do it, and it's been the practice, so therefore you're allowed to do it anyway. So those are all the various pasukim proving the point. You may use Shem Hashem to greet an individual. So Gemara says, now Amar Rava, Rava says, Hai Krami Reish Lo Sefer Midrash. And Misefa L'Reisha Medrash. We have this, we saw this earlier as well, a different daf, that some psukim can be read Reisha to Sefa, like an order, and sometimes psukim are understood from the Sefa, and the Reisha, it's kind of backwards. So Rava says the pasuk could be understood in both directions. How? Eis Lasos Lashem. So it says, Eis Lasos Lashem, my tam. What's the reason there's a certain urgency that you have to act for Hashem? So the Gemara says, Matam Mishum Heferu Torasecha, because they were desecrating the Torah, there was an Eis Lasos Lashem. It was a pressing time. They had to react for whatever the case might be. So for example, the Gemara uses this pasuk to invoke how we allowed to write Torah Shabbat Peh Bichsav. That's against the Torah. The Torah has a drasha that which is Torah Shabbat Peh can be Bichsav, and that which is Bichsav can be Baal Peh. So how can we write Gemara? Gemara's Torah Shabbat Peh, how can we write it? And the Gemara says, because we were forgetting it was Heferu Torah Secha, therefore it was an Eis Lasos Lashem. We had to make an exception and allow for the Torah to be continued. So that's how you learn it from Reisha to Sefer in order. Eis Lasos Lashem, because Heferu Torah Secha. But the other way it makes sense as well. May say for the Reisha Midrash, Heferu Torah Secha, the Torah was desecrated, and as a result, my tam mishum eis lasos lashem, because they were taking action because it was a pressing time. So that's how the Gemara is understood in both directions. The pasuk. So Gemara now quotes a brisa Tanya. Hillel hazakin omer b'shash machnisin pazer, when a person in the time of those who are gathering together, and the person is he's separating, he's willing to give being mafazi your chachma to the others. B'shash mafarz and kares. So when it's time for gathering, and they meaning people are not the chacham are hiding their chachma, they're not sharing it. So then you should make sure to be pazer. You should share your chachma. B'shas mivazim, when many Talmid Chacham are giving shirim and sharing the Torah, you don't need to. You don't have to get to the mix. Kanes, you have to do whatever is right for that generation. So you have to see what your need is. And if you see that the generation is a door, that the Torah is very chaviv to it, it wants to learn more and more, so then you should also pasar, you should also continue to teach as well if there's a great need for that. Shenemar, it says, Yesh mefazer v'nosef ov. There are those who are mefazer, those who are spreading the Torah, and there's a need for ov. There's a need to distribute more Torah if there's such a great want. And if you see that the generation is one that's not so receptive to Limra Torah, Kanes, keep it to yourself and don't get involved in the mix here. It becomes complicated. There's certain times you have to, you have to keep the Torah to yourself and not push it on the people when the door isn't ready for it. It's hard to understand when the application is, but you see sometimes the generation is not so receptive to the Limud Torah, and therefore a person needs to be careful how to promote, how to push his tzibur and his generation. So, Darish Bar Kapara, Zolas Kavot Knei Mini. So, if produce or merchandise falls in value, gather and buy it. Because in the end of the day, it's going to be worthwhile. So when the stock market crashes, you buy the stocks now because it's eventually going to go back up. So now's a good time to buy. I'm not giving you investment advice. I have no investments. But if one wants to, this is the time to buy when it's low, so you sell it when it's high. Ba'asa deles gavar taman ha'degavar. In a place where there's no man, no one, no rav, no posik, then you should step up and you should be that man. You should take control. So these are some very important pieces of advice, both in Ruchnius and Gashmius, from Bar Kapara. So Amar Abaye says, Shema mina ba'asat is gavar taman lo tave gavar. But if a place where there's already a gavra, there's already a rabbi, there's already a whatever there is, someone of authority, there's no need for you to step into control that's already being taken care of. Don't cause any type of tension. Pshita, that's obvious, of course. If there's a rabbi there, there's a leader there, why would you even think that would be allowed for you to step, get involved? So Gemara says, "Lo nitzcha ela b'shishneim shavim." Perhaps it's needed when they're both of equal standing. So maybe then there would be an appropriate time for such a din. Only when they're equal do you say don't push your way in. But let's say the guy is better than the current rabbi or the current position of authority, then maybe one would think he should push his way in because he's better than the current authority. Kamashvelon, even then one shouldn't push his way in. So Darsh Bar Kapara, Ezu Parsha Kitana Shekol Gufei Torah Tulimba. Bar Kapara wanted to know which is the Parsha that everything is connected, all aspects of Torah connected to it. So he says, it's a Pasuk, Bechol Drechecha Da'eu Hu Yashar Chosecha, that in all your ways you must know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that you do, whether it be in the Beis Medrash or in work, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything he does is B'yashrus. That's really underlying everything we do from Torah to Mitzvot, simply trying to build HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with ourselves and to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Afilu Ledvar Aveira, even when it comes to an Aveira, so even in such a situation, a person must try to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that place. So I would say even in times like, coronavirus, where terrible things are happening in the world, so even then you have to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence somehow, some way. And the answer to that, Lenius Daiti, is simply, as Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tainios, that's a time of tshuva. When there's a devil that's going around spreading, it's a wake-up call for us to do tshuva, that's finding a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then the Gemara says, Abdarash Bar Kapara, Leolam Yilamid Adam es Beno Umanos Nikia Vakala. A person should teach his child a trade that's clean and appropriate, something that's becoming of a Talmud Chacham, of a Yid. There's certain trades that he shouldn't be doing and certain things he should be doing, so he should find himself a trade that's very becoming of a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara then says, Mahi, what is such an example? Amir Rav Chista, Machta Titali Musa, stitching furrows, being a tailor, a simple tailor, it doesn't get involved in business and fighting and debates. It's a very simple job, it's a simple parnasa, and that's what he suggested is an ideal job. So Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Omer, Liolam Al Yarba Adam Reyim Mesoch Beis, a person should not have too many friends in his house. Shenemar, Ish Reyim Lisroa. If you have too many, Lisroa. If there are too many friends, it's going to cause fighting. So a limited amount of friends that you have. Tani, the Brisa says further, Rebbe Omer al Yimana Adam Apetropis Besoch Beso, a person should not appoint some type of controller over your house. Shomali lo mina Potifar as Yosef Apetropis Besoch Beso. Had Potifar not appointed Yosef as the Apetropis at his house, lo bal oso davar. It's only because Yosef was appointed as the Apetropis that the whole event of Ashes Potifar happened. So we learn from there, don't appoint an Apetropis. Keep people out of your house. You don't need extra men hanging out of your house. You run the household, you and your wife and the Zehu. The Tanya, the Brisa says further, Rebbe Omer, Lama Nismacha Parshas Nazir, the Parshas Sota. This appears also in the beginning of Maseches Sota as well. Why in Parshas Naso do we have the Parsha of Sota adjacent to the Parsha of Nazir. And the Gemara says, Lo malacha to tell you, shekola roa, sota bekilkula, yazir atzma min hayayin. A person who observes the whole process of the sota woman, that individual will certainly refrain from wine because they saw what type of terrible thing happens from drinking wine. There's a great hachana for Purim coming along the way. So then the Gemara says, Amar chizke b'reder b'parnach amar b'yochnam. Lama nismecha parshas sota leparshas trumos u'maises. Why are these two juxtaposed to each other? And so the Gemara says, because lomar lecha to tell you that kol sheyesh lo trumos u'maises v'eino nosin l'kohen. Those who have truma meiser and don't give it to the kohen, he violates an iser, not giving the kohen's deserving food. The din is sof nitzrach l'kohen ayde isho. In the end, you're going to have your wife be mezana, and you're going to need the kohen. You'll need him to take care of the sota situation. Shenemar vish is kadoshav lo you. A man's holy things, they will be for him, the samech like ish ish ki siste ishto. So we voksiva hevi haisha se ishto. So in other words, a person keeps the kadoshim, the kachim, the truma to himself. In the end, he's going to need to go to the kohen to take care of his wife, who is now going to be a sota. But lo, oh, not only that, ella shenitzrach lahen. In the end of the day, he'll need them. Shenemar ish es kadoshav lo yeah, that he will need the kohen. He'll be poor, and he'll need the kohen and others. He'll be the one taking meiser ani because he didn't give the trumas and meisers initially. So Gemara now says, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'im nasan sof misaser. If he does give the gifts properly to the kohen and the levi, then he will in the end become wealthy from doing so. Shenamar isha sheyitein la kohen lo hiya. Those who give to the kohen properly, it will be for him. Mean what's for him? Lo hiya mamon harbi. He's going to gain a lot from doing so. This connects to the Gemara in Tainus. Aser Tasa, the Pasuk says, Aser Shetita Sher. A person should take Meiser in order that a person will become wealthy from doing so. This is the only place in all of Torah where the Pasuk itself says you could test Hashem. You can't test Hashem on anything the Pasuk says, but except for one exception, Aser Tasa, test the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Give your Meiser Ksafim. It's Machlokas whether Aser Tasa is referring only to Meiser Dagon or my produce or even Meiser Ksafim, but let's assume it's referring to Meiser Ksafim. Give Meiser and let's see if you're going to get wealthy or not. The Torah says, test me, and that's the one area you can test me, and you'll see that it's in fact going to be true. They're giving meiser to the kohen and levi.
What does it say? Test me, you'll see.
You have to look in the Gemara Tainus. I think daf test. Take a look there again. Yeah, exactly. Based on a pasuk though. Yeah. The Gemara then says, "Amar Rav Huna bar Brechia Mishum Rabbi Elazar Hakapar Kol Hamishatef Hashem Shemaim Bitzaro." Koflino Parnasaso. A person who makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he connects a Kadosh Baruch Hu when he's in great tsar, and he still talks of Hashem, he still thanks Hashem, he still asks Hashem for help, so then he's going to get double Parnasa for doing so, because it's very hard to think of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know, a person's, in the foxhole, everyone knows, what's the line, there's no atheist in the foxhole, so everyone believes in God when they're, in a great dire need, in their distress. But when a person does that still, sometimes a person could walk away and say, I'm not interested in this religion anymore. The person's still in such a dire need, he still connects to Kadosh Baruch Hu, his parnas is going to be doubled. Shenamar, v'haya shakai bitzarecha v'chesef tuafos lach. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'haya shakai, Shem Hashem, when it's going to be bitzarecha, it's going to be mentioned in your tsar, in your pains, v'chesef tuafos lach, you're going to be zocha to double, tuafos, double amounts of kesef. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Parnasaso Mofefeslo Kitzipor. It's going to fly like a bird. It's going to come very easily to him. Shenemar v'chesef toafos lach. It's going to fly like a bird. Lashon of Oph. So the Gemara then says Amar Bitavi Amar Yoshia Kamar Kamarape Asma Medivrei Torah Ein Bakoach Lamor Biyom Tzara. A person who weakens himself from learning Torah will have no strength in the day of Biyom Tzara. Shenemar says Hisrapisi Biyom Tzara Tzar. Kachocha. What that means is hisrapisa. If you're going to weaken yourself, then on the yom tzara, so your tzar kochecha, your koach is going to be very, very constrained. So what does that mean exactly? So a second. Right. So the Marsha explains one who learns but doesn't learn with a melis. If you learn about melis, and you'll be protected. You'll have the strength. One who learns but doesn't have the proper melis and the proper focus, that's what the pasuk is describing. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Ami Amar Bar Masna Amar Shmuel Avafilu Mitzvah Achas, and even if a person does just one mitzvah, that also is going to weaken him. Meaning if a person does a mitzvah, you know, with not his full strength, not a full kavanah, that's what it's referring to as well. Shenemar Hisra Pisa Mikol Malkum, any type of weakening, any type of performance of Limuda Torah or Kima Torah in a way that's very weak is going to not give the person the strength that he needs in Biyom Tzara. So this, of course, is very relevant for nowadays. A person, we're in somewhat of an ace tzara now with the coronavirus, a person should strengthen his limud Torah and his kima Torah with the greatest strength possible. The Gemara then says, Amar Rav Safra, Rabbi Abohu, Ahav Mishtai, he was talking, and Kishayarad Hanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua Lagola, when Hanina, who was the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, he went to Galus, he went to the Gola, and Haya Ma'abir Shanim Kaveh Chadashim Bechuslar, and he was setting up the Ibr Shanas, adding the Shanis, and he was creating new months. Shigur Achar of Shnei Tamidi Chachamim Rabbi Yossi ben Kefar, Uben Beno Shezacharya ben Kfuta. The Tamidi Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael sent these two messengers, these two Rabbanim, to him. And Kevin Shirah Osam Amar Lahem, when he saw them, when Hanina saw these two Tamidi Chacham come from Eretz Yisrael, he said to them, Lama Basim, what brought you here to Bavel? Amrullah, they said, Lilmo Torah Banu, we came to learn. Hichruz Aleim, he said, Anashim Halalu Gedolei Adorhim. These people are great leaders of the generation. Babu Sam Shimshu Beveis HaMekdash, and their great grandfathers had served in the Beis HaMekdash. Kosu Shashanina, like it's taught in the Mishnah, Zechariah ben Kfut al Omer, he said, Harbe Pamim Krairisi Lefana B'Sefer Daniel. I learned Sefer Daniel. What's it referring to? The Mishnah Masechas Yuma is telling us that the day of Yom Kippur, Alav HaChanah was done the 7 days prior for the Kohen Gadol, and the night of the Yom Kippur, we didn't want the Kohen Gadol to fall asleep lest he become a Tumas Keri. So we kept him up all night. How do we keep him up? We learned Torah. He taught us. We taught him. There's a lot of conversation in Limud Torah all night long. So they could learn whatever excited them. So the Mishnah there testifies that Zechariah ben Kfuta, when he was the Kohen Gadol, he had many times, I'm not sure if he was the Kohen Gadol, or perhaps he taught them, but he said, I read Sefer Daniel to make sure that the Kohen Gadol would stay up all night. So we see that he worked in the Beis HaMikdash. And Hischal hu matami v'hei matarim, and then they began to they started passing. Rabbi Chanina says that this particular din is tame. And they said, no, it's really tar. Hu also v'hei matirin. They started arguing about every single case. Then he said to them, Anashim halalu shall shove him, shall tow him. These people are worthless, they know nothing, they're getting the wrong psak halacha. Perhaps their great-grandfathers were very, very chashiv, but they're nothing. Amrullah, they said to him, Kvar banisi, banisa, v'yata yachal lister. You already built and you can't destroy. In other words, Kvar kadarta, you already built a fence, v'yata yachal lifrot, you can't now break it. Meaning once you already praise us for being a gedolei ador, you can't now take your word back and say we're fools. So Amr Lehem, he says to them, "Bipnei ma ani mitami vata tam mitarim. How come I'm saying tamei and you say tower? Ani oser tam matirim. So why are we arguing? If you're really great people, I know I'm great. What's with you guys?" Amr Lo, they said to him, "Bipnei shata ma'aber shanim v'kaveh chadashim v'chutzart. You are adding new months. You're being ma'aber shanim chutzart, and that's not allowed outside of Eretz Yisrael." Amr Lehem, he says to them, "Falo Akiva ben Yosef, the great Rabbi Akiva, hayam ma'aber shanim v'kaveh chadashim v'chutzart. He did that." So why am I any different than him? Amrullah, they said to him, Hanach Rabbi Akiva, leave Rabbi Akiva alone. Shalhaniach Kamos of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva was the greatest person of a generation. There's no one like him in Eretz Yisrael. So wherever Rabbi Akiva was, he had the ability to do so. But you're a great person, but we have greater people than you in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you have no authority. Amrullah, he says, Rabbi Chinina says back to them, Afani lo hinachti Kamos of Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? There's no one like me in Eretz Yisrael. I'm the greatest person in the generation here. Amrullah, they said to him, Gedayim Sheinachta Nasu Tiyashim, the small little kid goat you left, had become rams. And the Tiyashim Balikarim, those with no horns, now have horns up. They've grown to be bigger. You left them perhaps as young little kid and lamb. They've now grown to be incredible individuals now. Fame Shigru Atzlecha, and they are the ones who sent us to you to report. And they said to us, Lechuv Amrulo Bishmenu, go tell them in our name, was the message. Im Shemeya Mutav, if you want to listen to us, good. Stop being Kaveh Chadashim, stop being Ma'aber Shanim. Vim Lav, if you're not willing to listen to us, you Benido, you're going to be Benido in Zehu. That's it. Amrulo, they said, Lachinu Shebegola, and tell our brothers in Bavel, Im Shomim Tov, if they listen, also good for them. Im Lav, if they're also refusing to listen to what we say in Eretz Yisrael, Yalu Lahar, they should come to the mountain, they should go as the Har of Avodah Zarah. And we're not interested in them. Achia yivne mizbech, let Achia build a mizbech for them, and Chanina yinagi mekiner, let him play the harp for them. V'yichbu kulam v'yomur ein lam chelik b'elokei Yisrael, let them all say that deny Kadosh Baruch Hu and say we don't have any chelik in Olam Haba. And miyad gol kolam kibichia, the entire nation in Babel started to cry. V'amud said, Chas v'shalom yeshanu chelik b'elokei Yisrael. Of course, we have a chelik, we have a portion in Am Yisrael with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they went back. So the Gemara then said, "V'kokach lama, what was the great need for this whole thing?" So the Gemara says, "Why was Mechanina allowed to do this?" Mishum nemar tis nafasik ki mitzion teite sara udvar shem miyushalayim. The teaching of Torah can only emanate from Eretz Yisrael, even after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. That's the source of limna Torah. That's the source of being ma'aber shanim and kovei chadashim. So Gemara Sabishma, going back to this situation now, I understand who metire, hey metam l'chumra. So what if Rabbi Chanina was really right, it seemed? And the only reason why they were arguing with him was simply just to start a fight. But they really agreed to him. So we understand if he said tahor, and they said metame, that's not the biggest deal. In the end of the day, so they could just, bring it to the mikveh or something like that, not the biggest deal, we have such a chumra. Ela, hu metame, behem metarim hechi havi. How do you have a case where he says tame, and it really is tame? They said, nah, it's tahor. That's going to be a terrible thing if something will become tahor, and they treat it as tahor, when in fact it's really tame. Vatani, the Brisa says, if a chacham shetime, a chacham is machmir, and say that case is tame, and ein chaver rasha latar, you can't undo it. The aser ein chaver rasha latatir. And if you're another rabbi says aser, you can't be matir. So how is it possible that he said already tamei, Rabbi Chanina, and they can try to undo it and say it's tahor? That doesn't make sense. That's against the halacha. The Gemara says kevan kesavri kihiech delo nigru basre. They did this all so people shouldn't follow him. That sometimes it's an eis lasos lashem that the hefer torsecha. You could go against the psak halacha in order for much greater reasons, namely that of the need to make sure no one follows the positioning of Rabbi Chanina. I heard last night Rabbi Leibowitz was giving a 10-minute halacha on coronavirus, and he was talking about sometimes we have to follow the eis sara. It's b'shas hadachak kedai Rabbi Shimon lismoch. You could be samech on Rabbi Shimon. You could be samech on different shitas that even though we don't normally pass him like a das yachid, when it comes to an eis sara, you're allowed to. So in this situation, even though normally we say that when a chacham passes a certain way, you can't override it. When there was an eis tzara, there was a great need here because Rabbi Chanina was changing around the whole halachic system. They felt you're able to undermine him to protect the greater good. So the Gemara then says, Tanur Rabban, the Braisa says now, Kishenichnasu Rabboseinu laKerem b'Yavna. When the Chacham went to Kerem b'Yavna, which is an area, a city near Yavna, the Kerem near Yavna, Hayusham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Elazar, Beno, Shirobi Yerosi Aglili, they all opened up. This is the famous line. By you first give the proper honor and respect to the host. And they said, he's always the one who always spoke first. I once heard that Rosh Medabrim, Rabbi Yehuda, in the Esther Makos, we're just a month away from Pesach, so we have the different Makos. Rabbi Yehuda gave Simon, right? He said, Rosh Simon, he always gave Rosh Tevos. He spoke in Rosh Tevos. That's Rosh Medabrim. There are other instances where he does this as well. Either way, Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Rosh Medabrim, the one who spoke first, or perhaps spoke in Rosh Tevos, Bechol Makom, Bechol Torah V'Darash. He spoke first and gave a shir. He gave a Dvar Torah. Umoshi Ikach Es HaOel V'Nata Lo Mechutz L'Machna. Moshe took his tent and he put it outside the Machna. So the Gemara says, V'Alo Dvarim Kavachomer. Is this not a Kavachomer? Ma Aron Hashem Shlo Hayam Ruchak Elo Shnei Masar Mil. The Aron which was only 12 mil away from everyone's house. And Emor Torah, the Torah says, "Vayakom mevakech Hashem yete el olmo." Those who want to seek out a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who want some advice, you should go to the olmo. Go to the Mishkan. Tamidei chachamim shehochen meir leir umimedina lemedina lelumah Torah. Those who travel from place to place, city to city, to learn more and more from each rabbi in each city. Achas kam vakama. How much more so should they be considered mevakech Hashem? Who's a mevakech Hashem? In the times of Moshe, it was those who went to the olmo. It wasn't so far. You want to go learn? Go to the center of the town. But it's these Talmidei Chacham, the Zman Hazeh, who travel from place to place, city to city, country to country to learn, those people are really considered Mevakshei Hashem. V'dibar Hashem el Moshe panim, panim HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe face to face. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Moshe ani v'ata nazbir panim b'halacha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Moshe, you and I, let's learn together, and we'll learn a shir, we'll learn b'chavrusa, beautiful thing. So Ikadami, others say, Kach amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Kishem shani hisbarti lecha panim, just like I showed favor to you, Kach ata hasbir panim l'Yisrael v'ha'achzir ha'oil, l'mkomo, so to you should show Klaisel some hisbir panim, a nice way and a kind face, and you should return your oil back to the camp and join Klaisel. We see from here, by the way, that Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned Bechavrusa, Techashav Thing, to learn Bechavrusa. So there's actually a Rashi in Avos, the Mishnah says, K'nei lecha chaver, buy yourself a friend. It's important to have friends, a Chavrusa. But Rashi has one parish there, it means a Sefer. A Sefer could be a Chavrusa. Now, people, I've once heard a Maisa, someone asked for Chaim Kineski, he can't find the Chavrusa, no one shims with him. So what do you mean? The Gemara should be a Chavrusa. That's your Chavrusa wherever you go. So a Chavrusa could either be a Gemara, or it could be a Sefer, or it could be a person. But there's certainly an inyan to learn and fight with each other when it comes to Limud HaTorah. So the Gemara then says, V'shav el ha-machaneh. So then Moshe Rabbeinu returned his oel back to the machaneh, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu insisted. And Amar Rabbi Yabo, Rabbi Yabo said, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Achshav yomer harav v'kas. And they're going to say, now that you left the camp initially, people are going to say, now the master Moshe Rabbeinu is upset at us, and the Talmud is also upset at us. Maybe really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, and also Moshe is upset at us. You saw Matei Alem, what's going to be the Klai Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, Moshe Rabbeinu is upset at us. Now, if you return back to the camp, things will be better. Bimlav, Yeshua ben Nun, Talmidech, Misharis, Tachdecha, and Moshe, if you don't go back, I'll appoint Yeshua, your Talmud, he'll be the leader, because you're not willing to help out Klai Yisrael. Hainu Dich says, that's what means. Okay, Moshe gave in, Vishav el Amachna, he went back to be the leader, as he was convinced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Rava, Rava says further now, Afa Pikein, even though that's the case, Moshe did return, Lo Yatsa Hadavar Levatala. The word wasn't spoken, it wasn't spoken necessarily, it wasn't unnecessary. In the end of the day, Yeshua did take over the leadership. You know, anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even Al Tanai, comes true in the end of the day. So eventually Yeshua, as we know, did take over the leadership. So the old Pasach or Behuda Bechvot Torah Vadarsh. That was his first drasha he gave. The next drasha he gave in this Chashuv gathering, he said, Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayom Hazeh Niyes La'am. Klai Yisrael, pay attention, listen, on this day you become a nation. So what does that mean? V'chi Oso Hayom Nidna Torah Yisrael. Was it that day that they became a nation? Was it really that day? So this is a later event, the end of Sefer Devarim. There were years earlier that they were given the Torah. So Gemara says that Hala Oso Yom Sofar Bam Shana Haya. This is the end of 40 years that this statement took place in the end of Devarim. Ela Lamedcha Shechaviva Torah Alomdeha V'Chol Yom Vayom Kayom Shenitna Mehar Sinai. Those who learn Torah, those who love Torah, the learning of it is as if it's received that very day. So even though it's 40 years later, they're still feeling the magnitude, the freshness of Kabbalah Satar. So the Gemara then says, "Amr Rebitan Chum Breder V'Chichir Ish Kfar Ako Teda." I prove it to you. Shehare Adam Kare Kriyashma Shachars V'Arvis V'Erev Echad Eino Kare. And one night he misses it. Doma Kamishlo Kare Kriyashma Me'Olam. A person, he feels so remorseful. You miss one, one time of Shema. You sit every single day, day and night, day and night, day and night. And you miss one. We miss one day of Tefillin. The guy is so broken. Why is he so broken? Because it's so exciting to him. And therefore, we see that each time a person learns, each time a person performs mitzvahs, it's as fresh as to him as it was the first day he got it. So haskes, it means to pay attention. Asu kitos kitos viskoba Torah. It's very important to make chaburas in learning Torah. Now I asked, there's a great diner of Marburger, who's a very choshev mishpat diner who lives in Muncie. He's well known. He wrote a book on business halacha. I asked him recently about an eitzah, how to learn choshev mishpat. What's like the Pesach? He says the first thing you need is a chabura. You need a group of people to learn. You can't learn by yourself. You need kitos v'isku. That's the number one requirement in order to learn choshev mishpat. Well, you need to be able to talk back and forth, this far, that far. The Torah is only acquired if it's done in a chabur, in a group of people. So the Gemara then says, I actually write this for Sunday morning. I'm giving a shir in the Zichur program. There's another, actually, Chashuv Gemara I should do. Okay, sorry. Gemara then says, Kid Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Yossi B'Chanina, my dichsev wasn't in the pasuk, while I was running out of time. It says, my dichsev cherev el habadim v'no'alu, the sword against those that are alone. It's going to, what does that mean? Cherev al sonem shal tamidei chachamim. The sword against those who hate Torah, Shiyoshin bad bivad, bad means like levad, by themselves, for oskim Torah, those who learn by themselves are not going to be so successful. There's going to be a cherev against them. They're not going to be successful in their learning. Oh, not only that, elishim metapshin, they become more foolish by learning on their own. They don't have anyone to sharpen themselves. Ksiv hacha v'no'alu, it says v'no'alu in this pasuk, and it says ksiv hasim asher no'alu, when it came to the story of Miriam getting teras, it said Elashim No'alu as well, that when Aaron and Moshe spoke, Miriam spoke about Moshe, it's called No'alu, it's a sin. So too, those who learn Vad Vivad by themselves, also No'alu is also a foolish thing to do. Below, oh, not only that, Elashim Chotim, it caused them to sin, Shinemar, Vasher Chotanu, that which we sin. Another project to prove the point that those who are no'alu are going to, in the end, sin. So we see it's a very chashuv thing to learn in a chabur, to learn in a shir, to learn b'charusa. These make people smarter and prevent them from sinning. Davar acher, alternatively, haskes u'shma Yisrael. You should pay attention. What does that mean? That katsasu atzmechem adibei Torah, that they grind yourselves over learning. You should really try be'omel and amelis and work hard to get to the point of limud Torah. Kedamar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish, minayin she'ein divrei Torah miskaimim ela b'mishem meimus atma aleh. Only those who really kill themselves over Torah, they put so much effort and energy and into learning, only those people will be successful in retaining the Torah. Shenemar, zos haTorah, how do you get Torah? Adam kiyamus ba'ohel. When you die in the ohel, when you are maimus yourself in the base of Medjish, then you're going to acquire the Torah. Davar acher, alternatively, has yis ushma Yisrael could also mean has v'charkach kazis. First be silent, listen, and then afterwards you could fight it. But to like hear something and fight right away, sometimes you need to listen, pay attention, and process things before asking any questions and going further and grinding through. Then after you process, is it appropriate to ask questions? Could the Rav, like Rav would say, Dama Rav liom yulmad adam Torah v'charkach yega. First you have to know Shas, you have to know Mishnah, you have to know Halacha, but then after you've known like the basics, then you can start going yega, you can start being involved and learning be'in as well. So Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai, Ma'idich said, what's the pasuk mean when it says, ki mitz cholav yotzi chema, mitz af yotzi dam, mitz apayim yotzi riv. What does that mean? That the juice of milk leads to chema, butter, and the juice of anger leads to dam, blood, and the juice of apayim of double anger leads to riv, leads to fighting. B'miyata motzi chema shel Torah. Who do you find the butter of Torah? What does that mean? B'misha meki cholav shiyonak mishe ima ala. Those who vomit the milk that he nursed from the mother. What, in other words, what that means is, one second here. I'm sure the touch is exactly.
Not simple things to understand.
But, sorry?
Not a simple thing.
It's somehow, it's a reference to the Amelis Batorah, the person extracting all the chav, all the milk, that somehow is a reflection of the Amelis, that one could produce chema, you could produce the butter of Torah through Amelis Batorah. Gemara now says further, maybe we'll even stop earlier because tomorrow's daf is very short. You know what? Maybe we'll stop here because it's already time. And we'll stop here, Mitzvah Shem. I guess we're not together tomorrow, but everyone on their own will do this part for the next daf as well. Okay, we'll see each other, Mitzvah Shem, Sunday then as we begin Masechah Shabbos, which is very exciting.